Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's happening, everybody? Happy Saturday. Welcome into Nats Insider here on 106.7 The Fan. Dan Kolko with you for the next hour. Getting you ready for the third game of this five-game series currently ongoing down in Miami between the Nationals and Marlins. Doubleheader wrapped up yesterday, one game today, and then another doubleheader tomorrow playing the classic five games in 3 days setup. Boy, 2020 is giving us all sorts of stuff that we've never dealt with before. Nationals with three doubleheaders in a five-day span. From yesterday through Tuesday, and this is going to test Davey Martinez and his bunch. It's going to be interesting to see how they handle the pitching over this stretch of games and how they make their way through it with a depleted roster. Got a lot of good stuff in store for you here on Nats Insider over the course of this show. Unfortunately, we have another injury to discuss, and we'll get into that in depth a little later on. Adam Eaton landing on the injured list with a fractured finger. And that will certainly end his 2020 season and possibly end his Nationals career after a four-year stint with the Nats. We'll talk about the Adam Eaton situation. We'll hear from Adam Eaton a little bit later on our show. I'll also be joined by Adam LaRoche, our good buddy, former Nationals first baseman. We caught up just yesterday, actually, to talk about his 4 years with the Nationals organization, what the Nationals and the D.C. community mean to him. And he shared some pretty funny stories about his memories of watching the Nationals win their World Series last year. Rochy was along for the ride, and so was his son Drake, who we all remember from their time in D.C., together. So some good memories with Rochy that we'll play for you a little bit later on. And I'll also be joined by Jake Burns, the Nationals Executive Vice President of Business Operations. So good show for you over the course of this next hour. And the Nationals will enter play later on today at Marlins Park at 19-30, back to 11 games under 500 after losing the second game of the doubleheader in Miami yesterday. Eric Fetty pitched him to a 5-0 win in the first game of the doubleheader. Fetty was fantastic. Went six innings, allowed just one hit, and a big building block for the right-hander for sure in his penultimate start of the 2020 season. Really good stuff shown by Fetty, who attacked the strike zone more than he had recently. He was more pitch efficient because he was in the zone and he was letting his pitches play. He has movement on everything. And, you know, sitting next to Bo Porter on a nightly basis on our Nats Extra pre- and post-game shows, he talks about how with guys like Fetty and Austin Voth as well, it needs to be more of a mentality of attacking hitters and seeing how your stuff plays in the strike zone. And Eric Fetty did that in game one of the doubleheader yesterday. He wasn't it looked like trying to make the perfect pitch on every pitch. Like maybe he had a little bit over his last handful of starts. He was letting his stuff play in the zone, and his two-seamer had a lot of movement. He was establishing both sides of the plate with that fastball and worked his off-speed stuff off of it, kept the ball down. I think I remember seeing it was 9 ground balls that Fetty got and just 2 fly balls yesterday, which is certainly a formula for success for him. So that's definitely a positive for this Nationals team. Other positives that we've seen of late involve Luis Garcia, who's churned out a few multi-hit games. He had the huge home run, both in terms of how meaningful it was in the 10th inning of that game against the Rays the other day to help the Nationals to a 2-run extra inning win. But it was also huge because of how far it traveled. 427 feet off the bat of Luis Garcia. I don't think we knew he had that kind of pop. That ball was absolutely crushed. So he's continued to impress and is working through some bumps in the road, as any young player learning on the fly at the major league level will have. He's still the youngest player in the major leagues this year, but we see the flashes there for sure. We've seen Carter Kieboom start to put the barrel on the ball with more regularity, and he's churning out quality at-bats, so that's been a positive. We've seen some relievers really step up, some young guys that are having more success than they've had in the past or really establishing themselves up here. Kyle McGowan, now in a relief role, has pitched incredibly well, relying heavily on that slider. Kyle Finnegan, of course, has pitched really well. So we're seeing some guys that are trying to establish themselves, you know, not just for the rest of this season, but for 2021 as well. 11 games left, and it's largely about evaluation time now for Davey Martinez. He wants to win ball games, but it's a chance for him to see what guys like Andrew Stevenson and Carter Kieboom and Will Crow have at this major league level, whether they can put down some building blocks for the future. Patrick Corbin will go for the Nationals later on today, and they'll look to take 2 of the first 3 from Miami. The 2020 Nationals yearbook is on sale now and available in paperback, limited edition hardcover, and digital download. This special edition gives you access to in-depth recaps of the epic 2019 season, close-up looks at the championship ring, never before seen, easy for me to say, photos, and much more. Plus, download the 2 issues of the 2020 Nationals magazine for free. Get your copy of the Nationals team store or at nationals.com/publications. When we come back here on Nats Insider, talk some about Adam Eaton, as I mentioned, landing on the injured list for the rest of the 2020 season. We'll also hear from the Nationals right fielder, reminiscing a bit of, you know, his time with this Nationals organization and addressing what is now an uncertain future for him as he goes forward in his career. We'll hear from Adam Eaton after the break.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to Nats Insider. Been some positives for the Nationals over the last few days. Picking up some wins on this Florida road trip. Unfortunately for Davey Martinez and his club, they got some bad news just the other day. Adam Eaton landing on the injured list for the rest of the season with a fractured finger. Said that he broke that finger while attempting a bunt a few days ago in St. Petersburg in a game against the Rays. And that will end Adam Eaton's season. Just not enough time left. Too significant an injury. And the fact that the Nationals are all but out of the playoff race at this point as we go into the third game of this five-game series against the Marlins later on today. That will do it for Adam Eaton for the 2020 season, and it's been a tough season for him. In terms of his numbers, it's been tough for Adam Eaton as well, dealing with a lot of the issues that are pretty rampant across Major League Baseball with a lot of these players, honestly. Guys struggling with getting up for atmospheres that they're not used to with no fans, guys not being able to spend time with their families, a lot of them. Adam Eaton has not seen his kids in months, and he's admitted that as an adrenaline junkie of a baseball player, playing in empty stadiums without fans really doesn't fit his playing style. He's a hair-on-fire kind of guy. He thrives off of the atmosphere and energy and intensity of ballparks, and it hasn't led to his best play. He's also said pretty openly that he's traditionally a slow starter, as we've seen over the last few seasons. And so that's kind of led, maybe a combination of a lot of those things have led to the numbers that he's put up this season. But bottom line, when you talk about Adam Eaton, you have to start with what he did last season for this Nationals team down the stretch in October. This is a guy that in the World Series hit 320. He had two enormous home runs. He drove in six. Not only was he setting the table in the number two spot in the order, he was delivering big knocks to score runs. And the Nationals most likely do not win their World Series title last year without Adam Eaton. You can say what you will about the trade that brought him here, the Nationals giving up three pitching prospects, Lucas Giolito, Reynaldo Lopez, and Dane Dunning, who are now all on the Chicago White Sox roster. And Lucas Giolito, of course, threw a no-hitter earlier on this season and has had a lot of success. But you make trades in order to, when you're trying to contend, you make trades with the purpose of winning World Series championships. And Adam Eaton helped the Nationals accomplish that. So I view that trade as a deal that worked great for both teams. The White Sox, in a rebuilding mode, were able to take a chance on three young guys. And let's not forget that at the time, Lucas Giolito had not had much success as a major league pitcher. They put in a lot of work. They let him struggle and get to the point that he is now. And we're all very happy for Lucas. He's a fantastic kid. And we wish great things for him as well as Reynaldo and Dane Dunning, although we never met Dane Dunning at the major league level here in D.C. Bottom line, though, in my mind, this is a win-win of a trade. And Mike Rizzo says he doesn't want to make trades with teams where he's viewed as fleecing them, as, you know, coming out significantly on top, because then that might not be a team that wants to deal with you next time. He wants to make trades that work for both teams, and this is what that was. Who knows what Adam Eaton has in store for him for the future? This is a guy that has a team option for next season that the Nationals are likely to decline. And I believe there's a $1.5 million buyout on that option, which would make Adam Eaton a free agent. And, you know, where does his career go from here? Could he come back to the Nationals on a lesser salary? It's certainly possible. But there is a distinct possibility that Adam Eaton has played his last game in a Nationals uniform. And, you know, he's had some really high moments with this team. He was a part of the 2017 run to a division title, even though he was on the then disabled list for much of that season. And then, of course, he was on the run last year that led to a World Series ring that he'll have on his finger. So those were the highs. We remember the lows as well. Adam Eaton with that disastrous injury early in that 2017 campaign, tore his ACL, messed up his ankle as well, and it led to a lot of work back for him, a lot of hard effort in rehab, and he came back strong. And so it's been a topsy-turvy 4 years for him in a Nationals uniform, but it's some great memories that he'll have forever. Adam Eaton meeting with reporters just yesterday after news of his getting put on the injured list. And I wanted to play you a good chunk of that press conference now so you could hear from a guy who, as I said, might potentially have played his last game in a Nationals uniform.
Hey, Adam. When it happened the other day, did you think it was as serious as that? I know you played a couple more innings. When did you sort of realize it might be something bad?
I've been playing pretty pissed off lately. So I think I think that had a lot to do with me just staying out there because I was just ticked that I even had the opportunity for it to be hit. So I think, like I said, just being irritated with, you know, how everything's went and just like I said, just trying to whatever it. And then kind of kept swelling up. And they, you know, the question was asked if there's a runner on second base late in the game, can you make the throw? And I said, I'm going to give it hell. But, you know, you never know what can come out. And you know, with that answer, I think it was best that we took me out. And you know, I knew it was broken. You know, I've gotten my finger jammed and I've actually broken multiple fingers. So I just kind of had a feeling that I was that way. And, you know, wasn't real surprised by the x-ray.
So you talk about how frustrating this year was. Does this just seem like a, I hate to say the word fitting, but does it feel like, you know, what else? That must have been the way for it to end.
Oh, yeah. That's, I mean, yeah. I mean, it's fitting for how my years went to end on that note. You know, on a personal level with the contract next year, you know, like I said, to do what I did this year and then to end up on the IL at the end of the year is just as fitting as it could be.
You know, after this year, the Nationals have an option for you. I know it's not, the year's not over quite yet, but in these couple of days here, have you spent some time reflecting on maybe what's in store for the future with you, and also maybe hoping that that's not how you go out with a sort of wacky injury in an odd season?
Yeah, you're right. I think it's been a wacky year, odd season. You know, I don't want to look too far ahead because I'll drive myself crazy with that. Yeah. You know, this organization has been nothing but good to me, you know, from the security guard that greets me in the morning to, you know, the Lerner family, some of the best people I've ever met. Like I said, for a 60-game season to kind of, you know, I guess settle my fate for next year coming back is kind of, I mean, I don't want to use the word that I want to use words, but it's kind of crappy, you know. You know, like I said, I try to be as consistent as I can for this team when I'm on the field and for, like I said, for 60 games and having a poor showing. And then for this, the way it is, like I said, it's unfortunate. But like I said, it's kind of how the year's going.
And you guys knew as a team, especially the guys who were returning, that you wouldn't get the same reception as sort of a normal championship team would have, right? There weren't fans here. It just was all kind of weird. Now that that's kind of happened, you've gone through the season. How much of a bummer was that? I mean, you kind of could anticipate that it wouldn't happen, but I don't know. What's that been like? And have you thought about that at all?
You know what? The more the season has went on, the more I've thought about it. You know, early on, everyone said that, and I really didn't put two to two together. I honestly was like, oh, you know, whatever, we'll go play. You know, these 60 games just going to stink, but, you know, play it. But then, you know, when we raise the banner and there's no fans there to able to enjoy it, I always go back to, I think it was 2016, perhaps, or whenever the Kansas City Royals won the World Series of the White Sox. And when they raised the banner out for there for opening day, just to be able to have the fans there and have that celebration with everybody is something that, you know, has been kind of ripped away from us, as well as, you know, yeah, it's a great following nationwide. And I thought that was one of the cool parts that, like I said, the Royals would come to Chicago and, you know, there's a, you know, you see all the gold jerseys, you see, like, again, that celebration that, again, was kind of taken away from us a bit, as well as that energy. I mean, we can go all every day about energy, but like I said, it's just been a different year. It's been a difficult year that, you know, like I said, you know, even in spring training, we don't want to dive back into spring training with all that. But like I said, the whole year has been kind of sucked the life out of our celebration that, you know, honestly is one of the better comeback stories in sports.
You don't know what the future holds. I won't ask you to look ahead, but I will ask you to look back. These last 4 years with the Nationals have provided some really high highs for you and also some pretty low lows. It's been a roller coaster. How do you assess what the last 4 years have been like for you and what this Nationals organization has come to mean to you?
Yeah, no. Like I mentioned, I think it's the best. I mean, it's a great organization. The people here, you know, salt of the earth, they're such a supportive group that are only focused on winning. And what more can a player ask for? You know, in 17, I really didn't know what to expect coming over besides an organization that wanted to win. But it was just way more than that when I came over. From, like I said, the Rizzo and the Lerner's family, you know, constantly put us in a position to be successful as a player is so gratifying. It's awesome to be able to be a part of something that wants to win day in and day out and every single year. From a personal level, yeah, having that injury in 17 was absolutely wind out of my sails coming over, especially the team that we had. I thought was the best team that I've ever been on, period. And, you know, to be taken away from that. But, and then, you know, kind of trying to make a comeback there in 18, having some issues. But, you know, I felt like when I've been on the field besides this year, I've been trying to be as consistent as I can and just try to give everything I have. The organization has given a lot to the players. You know, like I said, I think it's a great relationship that players and organization have to, like I said, put the best product on the field, and the best product in the field is going to give their 100% effort. So I couldn't have asked for a better 4 years.
So we wish the best to Adam Eaton. He'll be a National for the rest of his life, and he'll be welcome back at Nationals Park for years to come whenever they hold reunions for that 2019 World Series championship team. And we'll see what happens. Might be back in a Nationals uniform next year after all. Time is running out to enter for your chance to win a personalized 2019 World Series ring. Just make a $25 donation to Nationals Philanthropies, the official charitable arm of the Washington Nationals, by October 3rd. To be entered to win this once-in-a-lifetime keepsake. Don't wait. Visit natsringsweeps.com today. Stick around on Nats Insider. When we come back, got a treat for you. Play my conversation with Adam LaRoche, the former Nationals first baseman, and I had a chance to catch up just a couple days ago. Great conversation with Roche. We'll play that interview for you right after the break.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back to Nats Insider here on 106.7 The Fan. Dan Kolko joined now by Adam LaRoche. This is quite a treat. Roche checking in from, where are you, Roche? The E3 Ranch? Are you down there?
I am. I sure am, buddy. Yep. And well, yeah, we're here in Southeast Kansas. So out in the middle of nowhere and loving it, man. The fall is coming on. So it's about that time. That's that time for the real season to begin, the hunting season.
The baseball season, always say. Horse season is about to begin.
That's right.
Roche, it's great to see you, man. I'm glad you and the family are doing well. We've seen you at brief points over the last couple of years here and there in the postseason and things like that when you've been able to make it to Nats Park. But I wanted to catch up with you just about the good old days on some good times. You played with this Nationals organization for 4 years, which I believe ties for the longest stint that you had with any organization. I think, were you in Atlanta for 4 years as well?
No, 3.5.
Okay.
So, three and some change.
The Nats for you, I would imagine, holds a pretty special place in your baseball life. What is you consider your tie to the Nationals organization? How do you reflect on your days with the Nats overall?
Well, man, I get asked quite a bit, like what was, because I played for quite a few teams. I always joke that I was good enough to keep a job, but not good enough to stick with one team for very long. And it was cool. I just got to meet a lot of people and play in a lot of different cities. But I get asked all the time what my favorite city was, favorite team, just kind of, you know, favorite time throughout my career. And it's I always say it's Washington. One, obviously, great people there and met some of now my closest friends. But two, just coming in where that, it felt like that city at the time, it just wasn't really a baseball city, right? Like the team was still fairly young and they had struggled for a few years and we struggled for a year. And so kind of to be a part of that transition, not only with the team and making it to the playoffs and becoming a really competitive team, but also watching that city like transform, felt like overnight into a baseball city. You know, you all of a sudden start seeing bumper stickers and flags off cars and everybody wearing Nats gear. And so pretty proud to be kind of a part of that stretch where it's now, I would say, considered a baseball town. So it was a blast.
Yeah. 2012 was where all that began. I mean, that was the first postseason stint in Nationals organizational history. And you were a huge part of that team. You had a monster year. In 2012, he had 100 RBI. I think he had over 30 home runs as well. Talk to me about that 2012 team. I talked to Mark DeRosa last week just about what that team was all about and the ride that you guys went on and how he felt like the confidence of that group really grew over the course of that season. And you realized, like, we are a really good team. We can win a lot of baseball games. And he said it was just a really fun team to be a part of. What are your memories from that 2012 group?
Well, and Dero in particular, I don't even remember what his stats were that year or, you know, as far as on the field, but
they weren't good. They weren't.
They
good.
Weren't really. it's funny. And that's just is so true about baseball that in his instance, and I think every team has a couple of these guys, it's really irrelevant what the stats were. And I think everybody, if you were to go back and interview that team, would consider him one of the biggest pieces of that team that year, you know, not even realizing what the numbers were, how many he drove in or what he did. Just his leadership there, his just the constant humor and positive attitude that he would bring. And fortunately we had a few guys like that, that were just kind of those glue type guys. And, you know, it's funny. I don't remember hardly any at bats or like any games or things in particular. I just remember kind of that unit as a whole and how much fun that entire year was. Usually a baseball season being as long as it is, with spring training combined into the season and postseason, there's times throughout the year that suck. I mean, there's like a couple weeks here or a couple months there that they're just, it's not a lot of fun to go to the field. And I can't remember ever a stretch during that year and maybe even, you know, the following years after that I was in DC that were really rough times. You know, we'd have some stretches, we'd lose 4, 5, 6 in a row, whatever, but just a blast to be around. And, you know, that's some of the, I've been out a few years now and that's some of the stuff I miss the most, playing a little bit, but, you know, having guys like D-Row in there and some of the pranks and some of the immature things that adults can get away with in a major league clubhouse was pretty special to be a part of.
So 2012 was the year of D-Row with the microphone in the clubhouse and him kind of calling out. I remember that. And then 2014, you guys put together another fantastic season as a team and you had another really good year as well. And that was the year of the smoke machine in the clubhouse. And
that's right.
The raves that would happen after wins. You guys, I remember one game, I forget where we were, and I guess someone had gotten a jump start on the smoke machine before the game was actually over. It was in the ninth inning, you guys were winning big, and they were firing that thing up, ready to go for the celebration, and smoke was billowing out onto the field from the dugout. But 2014 was another great year, man, and you guys, I mean, you had some new pieces that you didn't have in 2012 as far as Denard Span. Younger guys had really come up and established themselves, and your rotation was so good that year. Tell me about 2014 and your memories of that group.
gosh, again, Dan, you know, my memory, how pathetic it is as far as like individual things. Obviously remember the people and still stay in touch with them quite a bit. A lot of those dudes.
How about this? You guys won 10 in a row at one point with, I want to say like 5 walk-off wins in that stretch.
Yeah, I do remember that stretch. I do. That is one of the ones I remember. And the thing is, and I do remember that one in particular, because that's what I think really builds like that crazy momentum where you can get away with losing 2 or 3 in a row. Because you finally start to realize how good you are, and almost losing is a fluke, right? And I've been on some teams where you win, it's like, man, probably shouldn't have won that one. Or you win 3 in a row and, you know, when are we going to fall off? And it was almost the opposite those couple years there in DC, where it there was no panic. It's just a matter of time before we, you know, win another 6 or 8 in a row. So, you know, a lot of the smoke machine and D-Row with the mic and a lot of the other stuff that, you know, the public probably doesn't know about comes back to our leadership too, and having managers that were respected enough that we didn't take advantage of that, but they also allowed those things and kind of understood that side of the game and how necessary that is for that camaraderie. And the GM and the ownership and just kind of all the leadership involved to allow us to have fun and do those things. I think all that, you know, all that pulled together combines for pretty good success rate.
Rochi, last question for you. You talked about how you tell people that you say your years in DC were some of the best years of your career, and you grew a tie to this city and this community. What was it like for you watching the run that they went on last postseason and seeing DC win its first World Series championship?
Well, it was better than playing, to be honest.
Really?
And I don't know why. And I would never have guessed that or expected that. I guess in a weird way, it's almost like, because obviously I've got a son, so it's I guess watching, like being a part of it and then watching them grow and watching kind of what they or the team turns into. So it was almost like kind of a father thing coming back and you know, watching the success of something you had a small part of. So yeah, playing was awesome. But coming back, there was a certain pride there in watching them, and I guarantee I pulled more for that team last year than I did for my team when I was playing on it. So it was just really cool to experience that and to truly become a fan of, you know, my former team. And it's way more nerve-wracking watching than it is playing. Like when you're playing, and my dad, my mom used to say that all the time, how I would stress her out so much I couldn't figure it out. But then you go back and watch what I kind of consider my kids, you know, it was pretty stressful, especially back in DC when they lost a few. And I don't know if you know the story, and I don't know how much time we have. I'll keep it quick. But we go to DC to come out for the World. Drake is wearing me out that the Nats go to the World Series, we are going to be like, he's going regardless. So I said, all right, we go to DC, and obviously they lose 3. He's supposed to go back for school. So I fly home, and they lose that final game in DC. And so Drake's supposed to come home and go to school. And he calls me, he says, I'm not going to school. I'm flying to Houston to finish this thing out. So we said, oh, and he said, ground me, do whatever you want. I am flying to Houston. So he literally hops on a flight, goes to Houston, lands in Houston at noon or 1 o'clock, and then calls me and says, hey, what are my tickets under? And I was like, Drake, this isn't a spring training game. Like, this is game 6 or whatever, the World Series. There's not. So, of course, you know, call, try to pull some strings and figure it out. And so it was neat that he got to, he did get in the game. And got to watch the final games there and kind of be a part of that celebration. So, yeah, I've never seen him more excited about anything than getting to be a part of that.
That's so cool. That's such a great
story. I don't even know what your original question was, but
no, that's fantastic. And I'd imagine,
Rochi, about.
I'd imagine for you it had to be really cool seeing Ryan Zimmerman in that moment experience all of that and hoist a trophy.
So cool. So cool. And I know for everybody, guys outside other teams, I'm sure we're pulling for Zim. He's just, as everybody knows, he's that quality of a guy. One of my favorites all time. So, yeah, he had a lot of people pulling for the Nats because of him, I promise you.
Adam Luosh, you really were one of the building blocks of this organization. You helped turn this thing around from a team that wasn't expected to do a whole lot of winning into one that got to a place where they won a World Series last year. And you mentioned how you feel like you were in some small way a part of it. I think you were a pretty big part of it.
Well, thank you.
It was great spending some years with you when I was covering the team and you were here. And it's great to catch up with you, man. I'm glad you and your family are doing great, and wishing you all the best always.
Dan, thanks, man. Really, really good to see you guys. I appreciate it.
Purchase a new 2021 season plan by October 1st to receive a free 50% bonus credit. Use your credit on additional tickets, concessions, and merchandise. Reps are standing by to chat with you about the free 50% bonus credit, so visit nationals.com/ticket finder right now and click chat with a representative. Also, we've got something cool coming up over the next few weeks. Major League Baseball and the Washington Nationals celebrate Hispanic Heritage Month by recognizing the contributions made to our game by the Latino baseball community, past and present. Follow at Las Mayores and at MLB, and visit lasmayores.com for full coverage. Stick around on Nats Insider after the break. Play my interview with Jake Burns, the Nationals Executive Vice President of Business Operations. We'll talk about everything going on with this Nationals club over the final homestand of the 2020 season.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to Nats Insider here on 106.7 The Fan. Dan Kolko with you, taking you up to the top of the hour, and joined again by my buddy Jake Burns, the Executive Vice President of Business Operations for the Nationals. Jake, how you doing?
I'm doing well, man. How are you?
Doing great. Getting close to wrapping things up here in 2020. It's been a wild season, and we were talking before we started recording this, I think both of us are on board, and a lot of Nats fans are on board with the fact that, hey, we've got baseball for a little over a week left. Let's try and enjoy it as much as we can and see what happens.
That's exactly right. And let me first thank our fans for sticking with us through what has been an extremely challenging year. It certainly wasn't the way we envisioned celebrating our World Series victory, but we definitely have championship fans and really appreciate all the love and support that you've provided us throughout the year. And looking forward to hopefully welcoming you back to Nationals Park in 2021.
No doubt about that, and we hope that everyone will be following along the rest of the way through the rest of this weekend. Still got a couple doubleheaders left, and then one final homestand, which brings in the Phillies and the Mets, so should be a couple fun series there. Do you guys have anything specific lined up that you're excited about for the final homestand of 2020?
Yeah, I mean, we've got a bunch of great themes for fans to participate in virtually this coming week. But before I get into those, I wanted to quickly mention that Major League Baseball is in the midst of celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month, and the Nationals will also be celebrating this weekend by releasing several fantastic videos on social media that feature Juan Soto and Anibal Sanchez and Astrubal Cabrera. And those videos will have them talking about their heritage, their favorite traditions, growing up playing baseball, and more. I would definitely encourage fans to follow us on Twitter at Nationals or tune into Masson, in the pregame show to check those out. But moving on to the virtual theme games that I mentioned, we'll start on Monday, September 21st with U.S. Army Day, which, as you know, is part of our Military Branch Day series. We'll have representatives from the U.S. Army virtually throwing out the first pitch and announcing play ball. Then on Tuesday, September 22nd, it's National Voter Registration Day. And as our fans may have heard, Nationals Park is extremely proud to serve as a super voting center for D.C. voters during the upcoming election. As you know, we've always viewed Nationals Park as a civic asset, and we're so excited to give everyone in D.C. a chance to make sure their voices are heard this November. So on Tuesday, we're going to provide reminders throughout the day on our social media channels and during the games to make sure that everyone takes time to register to vote. And we'll also be launching a resource page on nationals.com where fans can get more information on how to register and vote at Nationals Park. We hope everyone will take advantage of this chance to register and cast their ballots on November 3rd. Then on Wednesday, September 23rd, we will be virtually hosting our Junior Nats Kids Club Day to celebrate our youngest Nats fans. We'll be enlisting Junior Nats Kids Club members to perform the virtual first pitch and play ball, and we'll be playing video messages from our Junior Nats Kids Club members on the scoreboard throughout the game. So if you're interested in learning more about the Junior Nats Kids Club, please visit nationals.com/kids. And then finally, from September 24th through Sunday, September 27th, we will be hosting our annual season plan holder appreciation celebration. Again, we'll be enlisting Nats Plus members, our season plan holders, to do our virtual first pitches and play ball announcements for those games. And then we're also going to have video messages from our most loyal fans to Nationals players running on the Nats Park scoreboard and on our social channels throughout the weekend. So again, please follow us on @Nationals on Twitter to check out all of those great virtual events this week.
Very cool. Loaded week as far as theme days and events that you guys are having. Very cool stuff there. Now, Jake, Nationals Philanthropies has been really active during this pandemic-filled season and pandemic-filled time in our society. They've been doing such fantastic work. We've talked a lot about some of the fundraisers that they have been doing to continue to provide for those in the D.C. community. What else should people know about what Nationals Philanthropies has been doing and the fundraisers that you guys are working on?
Yeah, let's start with Fall Ball, which is a virtual celebration that we're hosting in lieu of the Homecoming Gala, which unfortunately had to be canceled this past spring. Fall Ball provides a wonderful opportunity for all of our fans to celebrate our champions while supporting the community. It's a virtual event that includes an exciting sweepstakes, which offers one lucky fan the chance to win a ball signed by members of the 2019 World Series champion Washington Nationals. It also includes an online auction with access to exclusive championship items and other memorabilia. Some of those items include a World Series ring, just like those received by the Nationals players, a jersey from Mark Lerner's personal collection signed by members of the World Series championship roster, and Max Scherzer's World Series locker nameplate, which has been signed by our pitching ace. As a reminder, proceeds from the Fall Ball support the work of the Nationals Philanthropies and help us operate our signature program, the Youth Baseball Academy, which delivers phenomenal education and support to youth around our community. If you're interested in bidding on any of the auction items or for more information, please visit nationals.com/fallball, F-A-L-L-B-A-L-L. Fall Ball runs through Wednesday, September 23rd, so please check out the website and participate.
That's all awesome stuff. Some really cool items there that are being given into the Nationals Philanthropies kind of run of items that can be auctioned off. And as I said, that Tall Alter and his crew do fantastic work, and it's really something that I would encourage people to get involved in. So nationals.com/fallball, and you could bid on any of those auction items there. And Jake, we've talked a lot about the ring sweepstakes over the last couple months, and we're getting close to having the drawing finally, but I'm sure that there are some people that are listening that haven't yet heard about what the ring sweepstakes fully entails. So what do you got? What are the final things that people should know as we get close to this drawing?
Yeah, I mean, the most important thing is that we're inching closer to that deadline for the drawing. So just wanted to remind fans that they still have the opportunity to win a genuine 2019 World Series ring through the Nationals Philanthropies World Series ring sweepstakes. And honestly, this is so cool. You have a chance to get an actual World Series ring, and it only takes a $25 donation. It's a crazy opportunity, and all proceeds benefit National Philanthropy. So please visit natsringsweeps.com to make your donation and enter for a chance to win. You only have until October 3rd, so buy your ticket soon.
Yeah, I don't know why every Nationals fan has not bought a ticket for this yet. It really is. You spend $25 that goes to a fantastic cause, and you have a chance to win a genuine World Series ring with your name on it that's got a ridiculous value on it, and you'll be the envy of all of your your friends. So yeah, Nats Ring Sweeps, very cool stuff there, and the deadline is October 3rd to buy your raffle ticket for that. Jake, anything else that you wanted to mention before we wrap up this week?
For sure. I got two more things. So before the end of the season, I wanted to remind fans of two fantastic opportunities they can take advantage of. First, this will be the last week for fans to order their favorite concession items to their door through the Best Ballpark Bites Delivered program. As a reminder, this is your exclusive opportunity to get a Davey Martinez World Series bobblehead, which is presented by our friends at Geico, and potentially receive a 2020 authenticated foul ball. Those come with at least the bobblehead and potentially a foul ball with every Best Ballpark Bites order. So please visit nationals.tryhungry.com to place your order before the end of the season. And then finally, just want to remind fans that time is running out on the opportunity to take advantage of our best ticket offer in baseball. Fans have until October 1st to receive a 50% bonus credit on payments made towards their new 2021 season plan. And as a reminder, you can use that 50% bonus credit on all kinds of cool things. You can use them on additional tickets to Nationals exhibition or regular season home games. You can use it on food and beverage concessions and merchandise at the Nationals team store. Or you could even make a ticket donation to the Washington Nationals Philanthropies or other Nationals charitable endeavors. Our 2021 ticket plan started just $18 per game, and all of our pricing is flat to 2020. So we definitely encourage fans to visit nationals.com/ticket finder, TicketFinder to check that out. It's a great deal.
Fantastic. Jake, thanks so much for the time, as always. Looking forward to this final homestand of 2020, and hoping for some more W's as we close this thing out. Thanks for the time, man.
Thanks, man. I appreciate being on.
That will do it for Nats Insider this week. Game 3 of this 5-game series with the Marlins later on today. We'll have Nats on deck for you here on 106.7 The Fan at 5:40, and then Charlie and Dave will have the call of the third game of this weird 5-game set at 6:10. That'll be first pitch. You can watch the game on Masson as well. Bob and FP will have the call for you, and Bo and myself will have our Nats Extra pregame show starting for you at 5:30. Thanks, as always. Huge thanks to Vic Ferreira for helping piece the show together. Thanks to everyone at the Nationals for facilitating this week. As always, Jackie Coleman, Sean Bertani, Wendy Bailey, Kyle Brostowitz, everybody who helped play a part in this week's show. It's been a lot of fun, as always. Have a great rest of your weekend, everybody. Talk to you next Saturday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.